Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Negotiations over raising the debt ceiling continue today, and they're really in the critical phase. We're getting down to the wire, and President Obama has challenged congressional leaders to set aside rhetoric and try to get a deal on it. And we're joined now by U.S. Congressman Resch Holt, a Democrat from New Jersey's 12th District, fights five counties across the central portion of New Jersey. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
You know, I wanted to start off by having you take a listen to this is House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Speaker of the House John Boehner. Here's what they say.
Do not consider Social Security a piggy bank for giving tax cuts to the wealthiest people in our country. We are not going to balance the budget on the backs of America's seniors, women, and people with disabilities.
Everything's on the table except raising taxes on the American people.
You know, to me, Representative Holt, that kind of lays out how far apart the two parties are. Do you feel the same way?
They are far apart. And there are several reasons for it. I mean, one is just the growing polarization in politics in America and in Washington. But more, it is that this is, you know, it's a false choice at a false time. The debt ceiling really has nothing to do with these long-term questions. You know, for centuries now, Congress has allowed the debt ceiling to match what is actually the debt of the country. And certainly we should be having a debate about how we balance things over the long term, but this is not the time. And there's a great deal of, well, really anger that the right wing of the Republican Party has required that this be done, you know, to use this hostage situation.
So you don't support the president's plan to offer up cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid in exchange for getting an approval from the Republicans on this debt ceiling deal?
Well, he's gotten himself, he's gotten all of us into a situation now where we're not going to get through the debt ceiling period now without some kind of deal. I mean, months ago, it should have been made clear that the debt ceiling is about the debt ceiling, and long-term financial planning is about long-term financial planning. You know, if you get in over your head at home, you've bought a car that's more than your current salary is going to cover. You go home and you rework your finances, but you don't say, "Oh, the time to do that is by not paying your monthly payment." We don't know what the effects will be, but surely they would be bad if we don't raise the debt ceiling.
We're speaking with Representative Resch Holt. He's a representative of New Jersey's 12th District, a Democrat representing central New Jersey. You know, I want to play for you one more comment. This is your colleague John Larson of Connecticut. He's the chair of the House Democratic Caucus. And because he's the chair of the caucus, I was kind of surprised to hear him say this.
Well, listen, I read about it in the paper this morning, probably about the same time you did. So, yeah, no, it's frustrating, of course, but, you know, we don't know what's in there, so it's hard for us to respond.
Do you feel that same way, Congressman Holt? Do you feel that many of these things are going on behind closed doors and you're hearing about them at the same time that I do?
Well, that's certainly true. I'm not surprised, and that's not necessarily bad. You can't have 535 negotiators in a room. Nevertheless, I do think that the negotiators, particularly the president, should be setting this up in a way that the negotiation deals with the relevant points. If the concern is the deficit, then let's ask, well, what are the causes and what are we going to do about it? You know, we've been saying all along, you have to consider revenues. You have to consider both sides of the balance sheet here. And so we shouldn't be surprised or upset that the president says he's going to do that. But it should really focus on things that count. Social Security and Medicare have not caused this problem. You know, that is not where we should be looking. What we should be looking at is the economic activity that is crippling our country. How do we generate that? There hasn't been any talk for 6 months, certainly from the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives, about jobs.
They blame the Obama administration for not making them. That's Representative Rush Holt of New Jersey, also with us, Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. So, Todd, what we're hearing there and what you just heard from Congressman Rush Holt is that there's deals being made going on behind closed doors, and that they may not necessarily ever pass with the rank and file of these two parties.
Well, that's always been the difficulty. Good morning, Celeste. Whatever deal is cut between President Obama, John Boehner, and the other leaders will ultimately have to be sold to members of Congress like Rush Holt and lots of Republican counterparts. Therein lies the difficulty. Look, all this talk about Social Security is extremely complicated. And the idea that the White House seems to be floating is one that some Democrats say they're open to. Many Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi so far, say they're not open to. They change what they want to do, and I'm not going to get too far into it, but it's interesting, Celeste. They want to change the way the government counts inflation, and that could affect everything from Social Security to your income taxes. And it's kind of a complicated thing, but some Democrats say, well, that's not really messing with Social Security benefits. We could vote for that and not violate our pledge to not mess with Social Security. Other Democrats, maybe Rush Holt, a lot of progressives say, no, that lowers benefits as much as $1,000 over a year for somebody who reaches 85 over their lifetime. We're not going to do that. We don't. Pardon me. This is exactly right. You're exactly right. A plan like this has to be sold to all of the Rush Holts out there, all of the Michelle Bachmans out there. She'll never vote for it anyway. You see how hard it is to make this deal. That's what they're dealing with as Nancy Pelosi heads back to the White House today to talk to the president, and the rest of the leaders head back on Sunday. The president says he wants everyone's bottom line on the table by then.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaways Washington correspondent. Representative Rush Holt of New Jersey, with what you've heard of this deal, could you vote for it?
Yeah, well, Todd puts it well. It's going to be a hard sell. You've got to deal with both sides of the equation here, but deal with things that that really count here. And Social Security and Medicare are not the cause of the problem here. What we need to do is regenerate our economic activity.
We have to end it there, Congressman. And that's not a yes, but it's also not a no. Representative Rush Holt of New Jersey's 12th District, thank you so much.